Yeah, this is year four data. I have PJ Jane in the back handing out 25 handouts because I anticipated that there'd be 25 of you to want to listen to what I have to say, but I didn't realize that my colleagues here on the right, my right, were going to bring in a lot more people than that. So, SCREEN is a CDC-funded program. The authors on this project, besides myself, are students that are in either have graduated in our MPH program at East Rosary University. Progden and Jane is just about ready to finish up. And we have Deb Levinson, who works the SCREEN project in the southern counties. Let me click. I don't have any disclosures. We have nothing that would create a conflict of interest. So what is SCREEN? SCREEN is an acronym that came up one afternoon. Started writing down words like skin cancer and what am I trying to do? And I know I'm trying to do education, so that took care of one of the E's. And then filled in R with I'm trying to reduce skin cancer. And N, neighbors, network. Okay, there we go. So skin cancer reduction, early education network. An educational program that uses a train-the-trainer model that teaches sun safety literacy to children and their parents and caretakers. It was funded by the CDC. In 2010, we ramped up to 40 sites through seven counties in New Jersey that received this intervention. We've had, I don't know, for those of you who know what's going on in New Jersey with Governor Christie, I'll blame he actually took the CDC money and put it into New Jersey Treasury and kept it there until April of 2011 before we actually released that funding. So we couldn't get commitments from our 40 sites. We dropped to 31. We had pre-post data collection on 28 community sites, and these interventions were conducted at community pools, lakes, summer camps, and aftercare programs in the schools. There were social marketing methods were used to reinforce sun safety, knowledge, and behaviors. And PJ, you have examples of the social marketing materials that you can pass out to folks and just have them look at it. If you really, really want one of these, you can like look around and make sure no one's looking at you when you take it and put it in your briefcase. That's okay. Because I know I'm going to lose a few. They're just too cool. So like I said, it uses a train-the-trainer approach where lifeguards, camp counselors, school staff model sun safety behavior and prompt children to engage in sun safety based on the awareness of the UV index, and that's a key component. You don't need to put sunscreen on if the UV index is like 2, although CDC would say you need to. But I'm gonna go out there on the limb and say, you know, if it's raining outside, I don't think you need to put sunscreen on. But what we have is we have the lifeguards model. They're wearing glasses, wearing bucket hats. She has sunscreen on. We're recommending sunscreen with a sun protection factor 15 or more with UVA and UVB protection. Wearing lip balm. Can't call it chapstick because that's a product endorsement. Lip balm with SPS 15. The 30, by the way, tastes funny to the little children with their taste buds. They just don't like the taste of the SPF 30. There's an aftertaste, and they complain. So we go with the 15. Wearing hats, wearing sunglasses with UV filter, knowing when it's best to cover up is really when the UV index goes up to about 8, 9, 10. The highest it got in New Jersey this last year was 3. Three or four times where it reached 11, at least we're not Australia, where it goes up to 18. And then seeking shade and high UVAs. So there's some children here that are seeking shade. I just want to make sure my notes here are the things I want to say. Each morning, the UV index is text messaged, emailed, called to the site staff, and the correct sign is actually put out at the entranceway. And then sun-safe facts, laminated sun-safe facts, are posted daily. Now, one thing that's interesting is that we're going to do this again. We're going to be actually, there's a downloadable application from the EPA that you can actually get the UV forecast for the day, and it's a free-of-charge download on your iPhone or Android. So the sun-safe fact is posted. And at the top of every hour, the parents or caretakers are reminded to apply sunscreen once every 2 hours. or more if the child has been in the water. There's also a focus on where to apply that sunscreen. A lot of times children miss the ears and the feet. If you ever had the tops of your feet burned after a day at the beach, that it's just like one-time learning, and you'll learn never to do that again. So, and then at some point early in the afternoon, usually around 1 o'clock when it's the highest traffic point, if you will, the most patrons are at the pool site or community lake, the site staff conduct a sun-safe fact of the day where children earn a reward, and what PJ was passing out is the UV wrist bracelets, the bumper stickers, the what else do we have? We have the buttons, the buttons, and there's UV cards, chapstick with sun protection factor 15. These are all rewards. If the child knows the sun safe fact of the day, they win the prize. And so here are some of the examples of those sun safe facts. UV rays are strongest from 10 to 2. Although the CDC's changed that from 10 to 4 on high UV days, having a base tan does not protect you from UV rays. And this is a really important fact for my neck of the woods up in New Jersey, where there's a lot of biting flies, horse flies, and black flies. And so parents are applying DEET, and what they don't know is that if you apply DEET, it actually reduces the effectiveness of your sunscreen. So the results. This is 2010, based on lessons learned. This is our fourth year of funding. We have 129 participants that were in the pre-assessment and 137 in the post. Note that this is not a paired sample because there's no way that you can track people over the entire summer with regard to that. The four counties involved with the program evaluation are Hunterdon, Morris, and Sussex, which are on the west, northwest side of the state, and then Ocean is one of the beach communities. Part of the problem with the Christie holding on to the funding is we couldn't secure the funding in time to get staff hired to do the pre-testing in these other counties. I actually paid out of my own pocket for the pre-testing for the other counties, and it was on the trust model that I would actually get my funding. Results of screen. Okay, so here are the caretaker types, the people that are showing up at the pools, predominantly parents, predominantly moms, grandparents, caretakers, and camp counselors. Now here's a slide that captures the improvements that we're seeing in sun-safe knowledge scores. Now I have here compliance level 2, compliance level 3, compliance level 4. Where's compliance level 1? Well, in the last couple years, we've removed those particular sites that really didn't comply with the program out of the study. They just were not participating. We would do our program monitoring, and they would be running to grab their UV sign and put it up, knowing that we're, you know, they see us in the parking lot and so on. So the compliance 2 folks, they're based on monitoring and based on staff interviews, they're running the program 3-4 days a week. Level 3 folks were doing it 5-6 days a week, and then level 4 was every day. And so if you look at the pre and the green bar here, these are the pre-assessment knowledge scores, and they're jumping to 70 to 75, and then they're all the way up to 80 with those programs that we're running every single day. Now, one particular qualifier when we went back and did the post-testing is we did that in August. We asked the participants whether or not they were regular patrons throughout the summer. Okay, that was one of the questions that was asked. What happens in August is it's a different crowd that goes to these sites. These are people who are on vacation for a couple weeks that haven't been there all summer. So we wanted to make sure we were capturing those folks that were exposed to the program throughout the summer. And so with this ANCOVA analysis, we had an F score that was significant. Now, this... And you folks can see it in the back, right? I was worried about that. Okay. Look at this in red. It's in red because it's bad news. We have 96% of the parents reporting that they applied sunscreen to their children. And that figure dropped to 88% at the end of the summer. Anybody know why? And it was statistically significant in the wrong direction. That's exactly it, yeah. When you ask parents, why aren't you applying sunscreen? They said, well, my kid is tan, they will not burn. So the perception of parents, or caretakers, is really that sunscreen is used as sunburn prevention and not skin cancer prevention, or not UV, prevention of UV exposure. Okay, so then for the folks that actually use the sunscreen, we had our site staff really pitching the message: don't forget about the face, don't forget to apply to the neck and to the feet and the ears and so on. We saw a pretty stable. These are all non-significant, but we have a ceiling effect really in the 90th percentile, except for applied to legs, one of my parents said, well, I don't apply to the legs because they're in the water and it's all going to wash up anyways. But what we did see improvement, which really is based on the educational messaging given by the site staff, is improvements in terms of sunscreen being applied to feet and the ears, because those were real clear messages we were trying to convey. And we, based on previous years, we really struggled on this. And so we put a lot of emphasis this last year on program monitoring and reminding the staff to make sure that everybody, wear a hat on high UV days or wear clothing to cover up, seek shade in high UV days, wear the lip balm and the sunglasses. And again, the lifeguards and the camp counselors are all modeling this particular behavior. So while these numbers are not substantially high, if you look at the baseline, these if you think about it, parents were concerned about their children burning in the beginning of summer, and these numbers are really low. And then they're not concerned about their children burning at the end of summer, but yet our numbers have gone up here. So we're pleased with that percentage increase. And those chi-scores were all significant. So lessons learned, program participation varied by site. We had moderate to high compliance sites demonstrated the greatest improvement. Program participants' use of sunscreen diminished as summer went on. Sunscreen is used as preventing sunburn and on future cancers. And the sites with high compliance tended to have a personal story connected to their participation. Either a father died of melanoma, or some of the supervisors are actually dealing with different types of skin cancers and recognize the importance of this particular program. So there's a personal or family history with regard to skin cancer or melanoma. Recommendations: the program monitoring this last year worked really well. The reminder calls were helpful. We would like to increase sites' incentives for moderate to high participation, but the big question mark here is where's our funding to do that? I'd like to tailor sun safety social marketing to a given site. For example, like here at Bee Meadow Pool, 95% of parents apply sunscreen to their children, excuse me. And then the other is to take a look at the time series analysis. It's like, I think this would be really helpful to take a look at when the social marketing materials start to become stale, and whether, interchange and come up with new materials so that people can keep fresh marketing materials in front of them. And then we need to have a reliable UV index. The U.S. Weather Service has a history of the UV forecast being stuck at the same level for periods of 2 or 3 weeks per summer, and for the last two summers, it was always the same weeks of the summer, late July, early August. And I'm convinced somebody at the U.S. Weather Service is on vacation applying sunscreen somewhere, hopefully. And for those of you who didn't get a handout, that's my email address. Please email me, and I will send you a copy of the handout that you didn't get today. Make sure you get it.